The ferret chieftain emerged from the tent, a half-smile hovering around his slitted eyes. Vermin, who had seen that look before, turned away. Only Antigra faced him as he asked quietly,
"So, who challenges me?"
He saw the creature even before Antigra replied.
"Groven, the father of Zan."
Groven stepped forth from the shadows. In one hefty paw he carried a small round shield, in the other a tall slim spear, its point shining in the firelight. He struck a fighting stance, his voice loud and clear.
"I challenge you, Sawney Wrath. Arm yourself and face me."
Sawney had always liked Groven. He was a valuable asset to the clan. Big, strong, but not too intelligent. Sawney shook his head and smiled patronisingly.
"Don't do it, Groven. Don't listen to your mate. Put the spear and shield down. Live to see your son grow up."
Antigra whispered something to Groven that seemed to embolden him. He circled away from her, jabbing the spear in Sawney's direction.
"I'll live to see my son become Tagarung. Now fight like a Jusker, or die like a coward."
Sawney shrugged off the insult.
"As you wish."
He turned as if to fetch his weapons from the tent, then half swung back as though he had forgotten to say something to the challenger.
Groven.
There was a deadly whir as the knife left Sawney's paw. Groven coughed slightly, a puzzled look on his face, then fell backward, the blade buried in his throat up to its decorative handle. Sawney finished what he had been saying.
"Don't ever hold your shield low like that. It's a fatal mistake. Grisul, I'll see you in my tent."
Ignoring Antigra's wails, Sawney beckoned the vixen to sit beside him.
"What have you seen?"
Grisul emptied her bag of stones, shells and bones on the ground, nodding sagely.
"See thou, my omens have fallen the same since the end of the last reign. Our Tagarung is born at last. There are other Jusker clans abroad in the land, and any of these would deem it a great honour to count him as one of them. Such a beast is a talisman of great power. The Tagarung can change the fortunes of a clan. No beast is mightier. None can stand before a Tagarung. Long seasons have passed since such a warrior lived. Who would know this better than thee, Sawney? For was not thine own father the chosen one? Ah, those were glorious days. Our clan was the largest and most feared then. Every beast had to bow their heads to your father, Zan Juskarath Tagarung. Can you not remember the respect he commanded wherever he went?"
Sawney cut the seer off impatiently.
"Cease your prattle about my father. I know how great he was, but he's long dead and gone. Tell me more of this new Tagarung. How do you know he's born? Where do we find him?"